WJAG and WJAG.com.
Alrighty, welcome back into the new WJAG Morning News on Wednesday, the 28th of August. Jeffrey Steffen behind this, the golden styrofoam microphone. We're in the Farmer's Pride of Norfolk Studios. Pat will join us for Sports Husker Volleyball. Rocking and rolling. Played the ninth-ranked team in the country, and I think they hardly broke a sweat. Pat will tell you about that coming up here in a bit. We have a special guest in the studio this morning from the Norfolk Sports Council, which is part of the Norfolk Area Visitors Bureau. Welcome, Stephanie Bates, back to the show. Greetings, Stephanie. Okay, so there are a group of people, some 200, who have decided that they're going to run from Norfolk to Valentine along the Cowboy Trail.
Yep.
Please explain.
Well, they're clearly a little bit crazier or more in shape than I am, but yeah. So September 13th, and these people, they're coming in September 12th, so they're staying the night in our community.
Spending money in our town. That's what this is about.
Exactly. Make sure you're welcoming to them, too, if you see them. There are over 34 different states these people are coming from, and here's the kicker. There's a few from Canada that are coming to Norfolk, Nebraska to run the Cowboy Trail to Valentine. 200 miles.
Any idea how many miles a day they run?
No, but I mean, it's over the course of 4 days, so probably approximately 50 miles a day.
Oh,
sleeping along
brother.
The trails.
Oh, brother. Oh, do they have to, and I know you maybe not, you don't know many specifics about this, but do they have their own support team, or does the organization support the runners? Kind of like, no, Bike Ride Across Nebraska, you know, they have the Bike Ride Across Nebraska support team that follows all the bicyclists if they get into trouble or they transport their stuff.
Yep. So a lot of these runners do have their own aid teams. I think the organization helps put those together too, as well as there's aid stations and communities along the way where people can get fresh fruit or refill their water bottles so they can keep running. They don't have to venture off the trail at all. It's just right there for them.
Apply more hemorrhoid cream?
Yes.
Yeah. I would need aid stations about every mile all the way out to Valentine. So, wow, this is extraordinary. So I can't imagine running. I think the most I ever ran in one time in my life might have been like 10 miles. And that was when I was in high school in cross country.
That's crazy.
50. And then to get up the next day and do it again and again and again. And it is a race because there are prizes.
There are prizes. The first three, male and female, get prizes. A lot of people are probably doing it for their own personal records, which, I mean, that's a huge personal record. To be able to finish 200 miles, that's nuts
in
to me.
In 4 days. Wow. All right. Well, kudos to those folks. So get ready. You're going to be seeing a lot of these folks here coming in on Thursday, September the 12th. And then there's running going on everywhere here. September the 21st, the worst run ever. And we spell worst, W-U-R-S-T.
Like bratwurst.
Like bratwurst.
Yes, like because, the German bratwurst.
This is a part of the annual Oktoberfest Beer Fest here in Norfolk.
Yep, we are kind of running that around it. We are trying to run the parade route. To get some fans cheering on these runners.
Okay.
We'll start in Johnson Park. Well, I say we, but I'm not running it, but I will be there helping with it. I'm not a runner.
Sure.
Yep. So it's a 5K encompassing a lot of those new trails and bridges at Johnson Park.
Yes.
And then that parade route.
Yeah. And that's 3 miles for those of us with metric derangement syndrome.
Yep.
Never.
Yep, right around three.
I hated it in grade school when we went over the metric system. Like, I never did figure that out. So, all right. And there's something really unique coming up here in Pierce at the end of September. It's called the Southwest Cattle Dog Diamond W Classic.
Yep.
Did I say that right?
Yep. That's right.
Explain.
Okay. So this is on the 26th and 27th, like you said, in Pierce. People from all over the U.S., Texas, you know, obviously Nebraska people are coming. They're bringing their cattle dogs and they're competing against other cattle dogs herding and sorting cattle. And these dogs are really good at it, I guess.
Okay. And there's no admission charge. People can come for free.
No admission charge. Starts at 8 a.m. each day. And sounds like a really fun thing to just go watch. You know, we think dogs are just pets, but they work too, and they're good at it. These dogs are bred for it.
26 and 27. That's a Thursday and Friday. Pierce County Fairgrounds, is that where
it's at? Yes, okay. Pierce County Fairgrounds.
So there is some seating up there.
Yep.
With a cover. I would assume rain or shine for something like this.
Yes, rain or shine.
Then we got Express Soccer 3-on-3 coming up on September 28th.
That is correct. So this is the first ever fall. They hope to do it every fall. Mm-hmm. So what this is, they run smaller fields. There's no timeouts. There's no substitutions. It's a 25-minute game.
I'm getting tired already.
3-on-3.
Okay.
But it is a smaller field, so you're not going back and forth as much.
Yes.
So it's really fun to watch. And this is all ages. And by all ages, I mean if you used to play Express Soccer and you're now a 30-year-old adult or whatever, you can register. You can get a team. Get five of your friends. And two of those can be non-Express people. You can only have the max of six people on your roster. But
the soccer whole thing, the soccer mom thing started in the 90s. So you got to figure those soccer kids now are in their 40s.
Okay, well, if you're 40, you're still welcome.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that was probably the first generation that really got into soccer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all ages. Like I said, you just have to be an Express alumni. If you have a couple friends, you know, that weren't, you can recruit them too. But yeah, it's kind of meant to get back to that roots of soccer and bring out your youth competitive side.
Yes, and then the next day, lots of Bengay applied to your body.
Yep, some heating pads, ice, recliner.
A lot of running. I know it's a smaller field, but that is a lot of running for 40-something.
That is a lot of running.
Or a late 30-something there. So September the 28th, they're still looking for some teams.
Still looking for some teams.
Who do they call to get signed up?
They could definitely call our office. We can get them in touch. Otherwise, NorfolkExpressSoccer.com on their website. They do have forms.
Stephanie Bates with the Norfolk Area Sports Council. Once again, the mission of the Sports Council, for those listening who don't know about the Sports Council.
Yeah, we try to help fund youth and adult sports and bring sporting events to our community.
Economic development in our community.
Yeah, it's a huge economic impact. Yeah. You know, these people, if they come for a day, around $70. If they're spending the night, around $130.
There you go. That we like that multiplication. We like that math. That's a big plus for Norfolk, Nebraska and the surrounding area. So kudos to you guys and the great work you're doing. Obviously, a very busy September.
Very busy September.
All right. Great. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
There's Stephanie from the Norfolk Area Sports Council. 723 Pascot Sports. It's coming up next.
Surprise someone special with a beautiful bouquet from Bloom and Grace in downtown Wayne. Their experts will create special floral arrangements tailored